Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we've been praying for some time, Pat, in our prayer and fasting community. God is just helping us grow and giving us grace for praying and fasting. And one of the prayers that we've been praying is to end sex slavery in the world. And the prayer that we've been praying is this. It says, Father, we call upon you, for you are our help in times of trouble, our deliverer and our rescuer. And we ask that you send your light in the midst of darkness and set the women and children free who are being sold and traded as sex slaves throughout the world. Send your guardian angels to fight the battle of darkness to set your children free. Let your judgment come to those who are capturing women and children, making them slaves to be used to fulfill sexual needs of those who are evil. Expose those who are involved and destroy the sexual slave human trafficking trade rings throughout the world. We cry out for justice for those who have been forced to being sexual slaves, asking for their freedom and that they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, making your son Jesus their Lord and the Savior of their lives. Restore hope and purity and heal the emotions of all those who have been used against their will. Pour out your love over each woman and child who has been used as a sex slave, and let them be a light and a testimony of what God can do. And so we've been praying this prayer, and Pat, I'm encouraged that, you know, during the Super Bowl, God's answering this prayer.
Yeah.
God's answering. I mean, it's not just us. There's others that are praying the same thing, but God is answering the prayers of his church. Mm-hmm. During that Super Bowl weekend, the FBI basically busted a ring. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's being reported by Charisma News that 45 people were arrested and 16 juveniles were rescued in a 2-week crackdown on prostitution. This happened in New York and New Jersey. And this was amazing. They said that the ages of these girls, these children, were from 13 to 17. And some of these you know, children had been reported missing by their parents. Mm-hmm. And you think about, man, how horrible that is. It's also, wow, 50 other women were rescued. And we just thank God for rescuing those and busting up that ring and mm-hmm. all the other ones that are, you know, unraveling. And we shared about the Underground Railroad, and we'll make sure that some of these previous segments are all linked for you so that, one, you can be educated on what's happening around the world, and two, that you can pray strategically for the dismantling and the tearing down of this awful, you know, one movie called it nefarious, extremely evil thing that's happening. I mean, right now you're looking it's a $32 billion industry with 2.5 million victims, and most of the victims are women and children. Mm-hmm. And we want just to encourage you, pray, as we're seeing the hand of God move in such a powerful way, and we're seeing, you know, children being freed, and we're seeing them healed, and we're seeing women restored, and we're seeing their testimonies of grace. Mm-hmm. We want to encourage you, make sure that you check the all the segments, because we have talked about this previously, and we even shared about the movie Nefarious. I mean, it's a mm-hmm. documentary that was made by Exodus Cry, right. And in fact, I believe they're working on another documentary. Oh, wow. In regards to the human trafficking. Look, slavery still exists today. And God has placed us on the face of the earth so that we can cry out for justice, so that we can be the one to stand in the gap. I often think about, when I think about suffering like this, Pat, all across the world, I just think about, my goodness, we can do so much, you know. I mean, you can give of your time, you can give financially, you know, but one of the greatest ways that you can impact the world One of the greatest ways that God can use you is for you to take specific time of consecration, specific time of shutting everything down, where you can talk to God and you can pray. There's no limitations in prayer, right. No limitations at all. And when we're praying according to the will of God, when we're praying in the authority of God, things happen. Mm-hmm. And, light continues to go forth, and we just want to be able to do that. I mean, this is one particular area, but there's so many different needs. But you know what? God doesn't have a plan B. Mm-hmm. He's chosen to use us as part of his strategy, and we actually get the chance and the privilege, Pat, to partner with God to see his kingdom advance on the face of the earth. But you know what? When good men do nothing, evil continues to exist and continues to move forward. I was having this conversation with someone over the weekend, Sunday, encouraging them that not to discredit the light in their life. You know, oftentimes the enemy's strategy is to get you to think that you're not doing much for the kingdom, or that your light, you know, doesn't make a difference. Mm-hmm. Well, you think about it. If your light was to be snuffed out, how many people would be affected by that? We don't realize that so many people are benefiting from the light that's in our own life, from our own relationship. They're being ministered to. They're being counseled. They're being supported by prayer. They're being loved by the overflow of our relationship with God. Mm-hmm. And if the enemy can get you to think that your walk means nothing, if the enemy could make you to think that you're not having any kind of impact, you're going to see the fire in your life go down, down, until you have just a little flame. Mm. And any little wind or any little gust will blow it out. Let me tell you something. That there's a fire on the inside of you. Fan into flame. Understand that God wants to use you. Yeah, you may not be able to go all across the world. You may not be able to give large sums of money, but you can do something. You can cry out to God for justice. You can humble yourself. You can pray and seek his face, and you can pray to see things happen and change. Get started today. Cry out to God.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.